welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and oh, how I've looked forward to joining you today. Thank you so much for taking time in your schedule to spend this time with me as we talk and share about the good things that God has for us. And my heart has really been stirred the last few weeks as I've been contemplating, as I've prayed for the UCM partners that have written in, that we're at a time in the history of the world, as the times grow darker, as national and international concerns become bleaker and bleaker, we know that the time for the Lord's return is near. We don't know exactly when He's coming, but He's coming soon. And the Scripture admonishes us that we're to redeem the time. Now, the wonderful thing about belonging to Jesus is that God has a plan for each one of His children. I don't care if you're just perhaps in your mid-teens and you're very young in the Lord, or if you've walked with the Lord for many decades. I know many of UCM's spiritual family, many of them are up in years, but beloved, as long as we have breath in our bodies, God has a purpose for us being here. And so it's important that regardless of our circumstances, regardless of how young we are, how old we are, whatever situation, the natural circumstances of our life are, you know, there's some things that we do not have control over. Yet, as the Apostle Paul learned, in whatever state he was, he not only learned to be content, but he knew that God was leading him and directing him. And that's what I want to encourage some of you. Some of you that are listening today, you feel like you're so far from the Lord. You love Him, but you're just wondering if you're just treading water, you're just wasting time or going around in circles, and you want a sense of, Lord, Am I in the right place at the right time? Am I doing what you want me to do? In other words, we're trying to determine God's will, God's direction for our lives. Well, the wonderful thing is the Lord speaks to us through His Word, and He spoke through the Apostle James, who said, if any man lack wisdom, all we have to do is pray and ask God for that wisdom. He gives liberally to everyone who asks, and He doesn't condemn or criticize. He doesn't upbraid, as the King James said. And He wants us, though, to ask in faith, because He is a God who hears and answers prayer. And if we desire to do His will, there's another scripture says that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us and that we shall have the petitions that we've desired of Him. So if we're asking for His will, you can be certain He wants to let us know what His particular will is for our lives and the destiny that He has for our lives. Now, we go through various seasons in the Lord. Sometimes, to be honest, there are seasons of affliction, and those aren't pleasant. None of us like to go through those seasons of affliction. Believe me, I've gone through them, and it's not fun. But through those times of testing, God has lessons for us to learn. But also, I do have good news that it's not always a time of testing or affliction. There are seasons of blessing, times of favor. And because the time is so short, we want to know God's direction, His will in our lives. And one of the ways He does that is by the desires and dreams that He places in our hearts. We know that God has a plan for our lives, and of course, we know that the enemy, the devil, our adversary, is set on preventing God's heart from being accomplished. But praise God, aren't you glad? Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And as you've heard probably many a preacher say, if you read the end of the book, we know how it all ends up. Praise God that we are victorious. The Lord is not defeated. He conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave. He took authority over Satan. He defeated him at the cross of Calvary. And no further work is required except that we begin to walk in His finished work. That's the beauty of the new covenant. And beloved, we can't learn it all at once, but it's a process. Day by day, the Holy Spirit is teaching us. And so, beloved, I'm just really kind of sharing my heart. I do have some things to share with you regarding how we can find out God's will, and what about our will? How do they interrelate and interact? But there's some scripture I'd like to just share with you, some beautiful passages out of Psalm 102, and I'd like to start reading at verse 12. But Thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and Thy remembrance unto all generation. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For Thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth Thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, He shall appear in His glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. I believe these scriptures are being fulfilled in the time and in the hour in which we are now living, beloved. We are a people who are created to praise the Lord. We understand all that Jesus has done. There's new revelation coming to the body of Christ. How grateful I am for not only the privilege to minister the word to you, but other spirit-filled ministries that are getting wonderful revelation from the word of God and sharing it with God's people so we can be that mighty end time army that God is forming in the earth. And He's called us each with different callings. God bless the intercessors. Beloved, you may not have that calling as an intercessor, but the body of Christ corporately is being birthed into that place in the Spirit because of the ministry of intercessors. How I thank God for the ministry of the intercessor. We're all called to pray, but that's like a specialized ministry God has given to the body of Christ. Just like God has raised up teachers and preachers and evangelists, prophets, we all have a particular function. And for example, in the ministry that God's given me, I'm a doer. I'm a worker, and I love to do that. But I can't sit for hours and intercede. I pray practically all the time, my hands are busy. And so each one of us, God has given us very specialized tasks and calling. Praise God. Some ministers of music, if that's the giftings God has placed in you, praise God, because we are a people who will declare the praises of the Lord to this generation. Now, you might feel that you're afflicted, that you're destitute, but there's something that's occurring now. As God is building up Zion, which He is doing, He will regard the prayer of the destitute. Not that we're really destitute, but we feel that way. Have you ever felt destitute at times? I know there are times that I have. I actually wrote down, I sent to a friend, I have it on the inside of my bathroom cupboard, cabinet, I should say, Thou shalt not mope. Because, beloved, we all can, if we start considering circumstances, if we start looking at, if we listen to the devil long enough, he'll say, oh, you poor thing. Look at all why don't you just take it easy? Why does, God wants your life balanced. Now, he'll take part partial truths. He does want our lives balanced. He doesn't want us working all the time. But, you know, just make it easy on yourself. He'll use whatever ploy to get us to feel sorry for ourselves. And God doesn't want us to be in that place. We need to be joyful. We need to understand how complete and how great is the work that Jesus did for us. And the Lord tells us in this psalm, He's not going to despise our prayer. He is building up Zion. He's ministering to the brokenhearted. He's not only come to send, you know, deliverance to the captives, but to give us the oil of joy for mourning. Beloved, if you need that oil of joy, that's what Jesus has come to do. And The main heart of this, these scriptures I shared with you, the emphasis I'd like to, I feel the Holy Spirit is saying, the Lord is saying, the psalmist is actually speaking, David is saying, Lord, Thou shall endure forever, Thy remembrance to all generation. Thou, O Lord, shall arise, have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. And I believe, beloved, as I've just been waiting before the Lord the last several weeks, this is a time of divine favor. In fact, I've shared with my UCM spiritual family, whatever those desires are, those dreams God has placed in your heart, write them down, share them with me. I'll be praying and fasting in the weeks and months ahead for God's wonderful realization of those dreams and desires to come to pass in your life and behalf of your loved ones as well. Well, the time has just absolutely flown, but I want to encourage you, as I come to the conclusion of this broadcast, that you will write and share those needs, those heart's desires. I'd like to share, in closing, there's a letter that I have here from a brother writing from San Quentin, an inmate. And he writes, sends a card, he said, Dear Sister Judith, I wanted to let you know how much I appreciate all you do, your prayers, the encouraging letters you send, as well as the radio broadcast. You're truly a blessing, Sister Judith. God is so good. I'm guessing it was no accident or by chance that I happened to find Unveil Christ Ministries 2 years ago on the radio. Thanks again, Sister Judith. Please keep me in your prayers. A brother writing from San Quentin. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write. It's been a joy and a blessing to minister to you. And I invite you, if you at all can, tune in tomorrow and we're going to share some important things on how you can grow in the Lord. If you ever miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, just go to unveilchrist.org, click on the podcast, and all of our broadcasts are archived there for you. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.